I don't have to pick out the wallpaper or anything else. I don't have to pick out anything. I just want a up-to-date, functioning unit, a machine that's all functioning and working together.
That's hospital board member Linda Berge. She says she spoke at last week's meeting as a concerned resident and not as a representative of the Wrangell Medical Center. Her concerns stem from the possibility of the new medical center project being delayed.
If we equip anything for today, next year it's nearly obsolete, as we all know. So I want us, our community, to have the very best thing that we can have for our people.
After a recent coordination workshop with WMC officials, some Wrangell Assembly members felt left in the dark about some information concerning the project.
This assembly is all behind the hospital project, and we'd like to see that built tomorrow if possible. We know that's not possible.
David Jack is one of those assembly members. He says his concerns grew after reviewing the minutes from the hospital board's meetings from last year.
There's been three times that I found that the hospital board went into executive session discussing the hospital project without it being an agenda item. I'm not sure that that's valid or legal.
Jack says he was worried that the hospital board might be getting into situations where the borough might not get a new medical center because of the process's legality.
That's why this assembly has requested that information, to ensure us and ensure the public that it is a legal process and everything's being done to ensure that the public is aware and that the contracts are awarded in the proper manner.
This prompted Jack to put the issue on the agenda. Assemblymember Warren Edgley went as far as demanding the information. He says he felt there were some serious irregularities in the process.
I believe, and I tried to ask the question, is this project manager an agent for the hospital, or should that contract be with the borough? Ultimately, the borough is the financial boss, this assembly.
Edgley says he felt the hospital board has the power to make their own affairs and wasn't on the same administrative level as the assembly. Edgley says with grants and other funding on the line, he would like to see the process done correctly.
Let's get it right now before we spend a lot of money and before we have USDA saying, oh, you have procurement irregularities, we're not going to give you any money. I think the same thing applies to the grants we've gotten from Denali Commission and other places. There are strings attached to these grants.
Assemblymember Jeremy Maxson agreed with Edgley. He says the board should have a large amount of input on the project, but the responsibility ultimately rests on the assembly.
They are to operate and maintain the hospital. They are not in charge of real property, and that real property means buildings. We own the building. We own the land.
Maxson assured the public that the assembly's concerns did not stem from egos or personalities.
At this point in the game, I think there's been a lot of good work that's been done. I think I've seen the plans for the hospital. The architects seem to know what they're doing, and it's a hell of a lot better than what we've got right now. But when we start talking about legal contracts and federal funding, we have got to be on top of our game, and we have got to make sure that it doesn't come back and bite us.
In the end, the assembly voted unanimously to have the hospital board and administration refrain from making any contracts and decisions until it reviews more information on the new medical center project. Later that week, the project received a $19.5 million loan from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. How the assembly's recent decision will affect any future funding remains to be seen. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.